are we?
Yep.
All right.
Would you all please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They got me calling in the hallway. I saw him look out.
Colin never causes any trouble.
I've never heard Colin scream like that before.
This guy.
All right. Now that we've gotten past Colin screaming, welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning on September 12th. Do we have any changes? We do have one change in the agenda. We will be removing personnel action number one. And do we have any other changes?
I have none.
Okay. Then next one, a meeting with department heads and elected officials. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything to add at this time. Things are going okay. We're a little busy, but not horrible.
All right.
Still need to get that work session done, so while we got Lisa here, we need to lock that down.
Right on. She's smiling. She's so happy to hear
that. Yeah, I
know. It won't be next week. I'm in trial.
Better in trial than on trial.
Ken Hyman, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Yeah, our region has a stakeholder meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Well in Fairfield. So the agenda says the transition link, the jail diversion program, will be sharing about their program at that time. The governing board meets on Thursday now, so a different day on Thursday the 14th. We're going to go through the new management plan, where we take the management plan from the three different management plans and merge it into one for the new region. So that'll be the first time going through that, and that'll be interesting. That's about all I've got for now.
All right, that sounds like plenty. Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. Lots going on. We got a work session tonight. The board's got a work session, and don't read too much into it. It's just a we got a request from somebody out in the public, and we want an opportunity to hear them out. No decisions have been made or anything. This really just is a conversation to look at potential opportunities or anything. We're not committed or committing to anything, so don't read too much into it. We're always up for throwing ideas around and just tossing things around, seeing what opportunities maybe exist. Otherwise, I got an agenda item coming up, and we got lots going on.
All right. Trent Hinklebeck.
Okay. I'm here because of the old Klein buildings on the agenda to answer any questions about that. And then the hospital case got pushed a day, so I'll be able to be here next week as well. So.
Okay. Lisa Schaefer, county attorney.
We're just really busy.
Very busy.
Yes, we are.
Kevin's got his head down.
Yeah, he's a big, his department is a big contributor to that.
Glad to do our part.
Everybody has a job to do. All righty then. Well, how about our county sheriff, Kevin Glendinning?
Yeah, we've had an eventful week as well. Not a lot of major news for the board this week, but our jail is at 92, 17 are out of county. That's a reflection of how busy the week has been, probably. And then additionally, there's three juveniles that are out of county.
How many?
Three juveniles.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like always. Nothing new to report.
Sarah Doty, auditor.
Good morning. It's election day, so we've been swamped. A lot of irons in the fire, so just keeping busy.
Okay. The irons are in the fire, more than one.
They are.
Brian Carter, engineer.
Good morning. I think just like everybody else, we're busy in a lot of different directions. So 99 obviously still closed. We of course added to the project and went ahead and closed Golf Course Road intersection yesterday morning. That's been planned all the way along. We just didn't know the timing for sure. We did send out a press release. We sent out some letters to some of the local residents, but when you think about an intersection like that, unfortunately at some point word of mouth has to be the way that people find out if they don't see the press release, which sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Our local media has been really good about putting that out there, so I have had some comments about that, and I appreciate that. That's one of the reasons we use them, is because it gets to other people. There's still people out there looking at all that, not just staring at the internet. So that's very helpful for us. So I anticipate the work at Golf Course Road to be, I'd say what I'm going to call roughly 3 weeks. I don't see a great way that that can be much faster. That's a pretty tight window as it is. So I guess I'm going to call it hope, is that maybe we could see an opening in 3 to 4 weeks, but right now I'm not going to use anything other than hope for that term. We want to open as soon as possible, but everything's got to get done, get it done right. Maybe the contractor will get to a certain point where we can open up the road for driving and they can still finish up some of their stuff on the side, but of course that's got to be a safe situation too. So as we move along over the next couple weeks, I'll be able to give you a better progress report. But for now, it is closed and it's torn out. They worked in the rain yesterday and got all the concrete torn out, and I think they're maybe hoping to do some concrete work actually along Mainline 99 later this week. So I think my surveyor's down there today and setting some stakes. So that's going on. Our crew closed Plank Road. We were supposed to close it yesterday. We did the same thing a week ago in a different spot. We did a press release for that. The rain yesterday did mess that up, so they closed it this morning. Doing some full depth patching there. They've done really, really good work. Sometime I'll get you guys out there and let you drive the areas we did. That's not an area of expertise for us. So a lot of credit to them. It's the kind of work where it's almost impossible to get a contractor to do it because it's so small in such a little area. So credit to the guys. They've really done a lot of stuff that was kind of specialty this summer and really done some nice improvements, and we're continuing that. So other than that, plenty of things going on, but a couple roads closed that tend to get a lot of traffic. So I'm sure folks will be happy when we're buttoning up those two areas.
I don't know when Plank Road will close.
We should have it open Friday sometime.
Well, the progress they made on it so far was great.
On Plank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that turned out very, very well. They almost didn't want to show it because it looked they don't like to do that, so they don't want to do a lot of it. But
they did a good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Pulling that hole now.
Yep, I'll let them know. They're doing some more of the holes as we speak. So yeah, plenty of stuff going on. And I did talk to the DOT yesterday, and they're going to, we have one road north of Burlington that they did not have a median crossing on, 182nd. I think I'd mentioned to you guys that there were some conversations behind the scenes and all of that. They've now decided to add a median crossing to that road. So I don't think you guys are really aware of all the workings behind the scenes on it. I know I mentioned to you once, but that is gonna get added. And even though it's a low volume road, that's an important thing, because what they were gonna do is everybody, what little there was on that road, are gonna have to go to two busy roads and do U-turns in 70 mile per hour traffic with farm equipment and other stuff to get going the other direction. It just didn't make any sense, so. Credit to Bob Uni, the district engineer. I think the common sense side of it finally came through with him, with some people above him. So,
which road?
182nd Street, just a low volume road towards the north end of the segment they just opened, four lane wise.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any correspondence, gentlemen?
I have none.
Moving on to discussion and vote. First, we have 5A, which is the tax abatement request for parcel number 140-17274. Gentlemen, on July 30th, 2023, Paula Gustafson, 1997 Dutch House mobile home located at 14876 Washington Road, lot 148, West Burlington, Iowa, was destroyed in a fire. Attached a copy of the letter typed up by our office, signed by the fire chief. On Tuesday, 29, Paula came into our office and paid $21, one-twelfth of her 2024 tax bill. We only collect 1 month taxes as mobile home taxes are built. Current July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024. We're asking for the remaining unpaid balance of $229 of her 2024 taxes on the above referenced parcel to be canceled. Attached as a for mobile home tax bill. Motion to approve the request.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes. Next we have 5B, which is a disclaimer and consent for 2910 Madison Avenue, which is the old Klein Hospital. I'm not going to read through all of this. I'm just going to turn it over to Trent, and I'll let you give us a breakdown.
Sure. So what we got is we've gotten a request from council for the city, Stephen Liedinger from Lynch Dallas. So they're at the end of their process of the condemnation and then the taking of the old Klein building. So with that, they want us to sign off. They actually even put an S there under Lisa's name, like what's going on. They want to at least have a vote on this. So what what's going on is the interest we would have, if any, would be historically, it used to be that when property tax, the worry is, what about the property tax liens that are out there? Well, the legislation's changed the way this is done now. So we have to immediately pay back the lien purchaser so they don't get paid any interest or anything like that. But the money that they paid to us in taxes when they bought that tax lien, we have to immediately pay that back. So the county's already done that.
It's my understanding that we're talking about just the county?
Yes.
That's the only taxing entity that pays us. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I understood it.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. It's a kick somewhere, and we'll leave it at that. So there's a couple of different statutes that make it so that happens. When I talked to them downstairs, I got a receipt that $54,509 was paid back to that tax lien purchaser last fiscal year, June 30th, 2023. There's nothing out there for us to do now other than, I think, to agree. If we don't agree, they'll go ahead and try to file a motion to default. I mean, but it's in our best interest. That's my recommendation. It's up to you guys, but there's no longer, it used to be that if anybody was to come back for something to be at the tail end, and that's just not the reality of it anymore. So
it would be nice to get this back on the tax rolls, I know that much.
Right.
Gentlemen?
Well, under your recommendation, I move to approve the 2910 Madison Avenue for this claim.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane
Thanks.
Campbell.
Thanks.
Yes. Thank you, Trent.
What's that?
Yeah, I heard him. The plans are, it ought to be, it ought to work out pretty good. Next we have 5C, which is a presentation of Conservation Annual Report. Chris Lee.
Yep, so as required by code, we present an annual report every year. I promise I'll keep this to less than 2 hours.
Thanks, Brian.
I mean, sorry, Chris, my bad.
The annual report's there in front of you. This is also published on our website. And it's been presented to the Conservation Board. Just kind of touched on some of the highlights. So this last fiscal year was our 60th anniversary. Had a bunch of new things, new ideas we tossed around. We looked into doing some stuff in FEMA buyout areas, didn't end up doing anything there. We added a new feature, shotgun shooting at the Big Hollow shooting range. Made a lot of progress on the water quality project at Big Hollow. So the Solon Water District hired a full-time watershed coordinator, so he's up and running. Got some acres already under conservation practices, so that's great. Secured a bunch of new funding for the Big Hollow Recreation Area, and so we'll be expanding the campground here yet this year and into next spring, and seeing that coming along. Had some staff changes. We ended up hiring Jacqueline Goodman as our full-time naturalist. She comes to us. She was previously AmeriCorps 4-H naturalist with us, and through some staffing changes, we promoted Marcus Knack up to our environmental education and her into the naturalist position. This was the last full year with our longtime serving person, Pat Rogie. He retired, actually that was into this fiscal year, but still last year with him. Moving on to page 4 there, we have been seeing a little bit of decline in camping. I think the big drop we saw in camping this year was due to the cold spring that we had. So if you remember, we had snow into May, and so we missed out on all of April and the first half of May that we would normally see. In previous years where we'd have a lot more campers in the parks, and we just didn't have that because the winter held on for so long. And on top of that, it got kind of cold into fall last year, so we lost out a little bit of that. And I think we're seeing a little bit of drop post-COVID. Folks are kind of shifting back maybe into a little bit of a new normal. So. Seeing that. We are seeing a little bit of a decline in our shooting range membership. We've been seeing that for a while. I don't know necessarily what to attribute that to other than ammo is prohibitively expensive, and we've got an indoor range here, so maybe some folks are utilizing that a little bit more. So page 7 there, Big Hollow Water Quality Project. Talks about that a little bit. Frank Boyer is the new watershed coordinator. He was hired through the NRCS, Solon Water District, actually. So he's been laying the groundwork. I think as of the publishing of this, landowners in the watershed, so the 4,400-acre watershed, had committed to 443 acres of cover crops for fall planting, which will come this year. Another 80 acres signed up but not yet approved, and an additional 78 acres interested in strip tilling. So he's working diligently to try to get some conservation practices, because that's going to be about the only way to clean up that lake. Keep the algae out of there is to clean that water before it ever gets there. And so you got to do that up in the watershed. Environmental education programming there, page 8 and 9, you kind of see what we did for programs. That, again, was a lot of new stuff. We're experimenting, trying some different programs, did a lot more public programs like the Hike of Parks, and we're doing some Bike of Parks yet this year. Did some bat programs, and you can kind of see Nature Center stats there, 13,844 people we reached through either visiting the Nature Center or coming through our programs. And then recognize our volunteers from last fiscal year. Volunteer of the Year was Zach and Dennis McCormick for their work at growing the Scholastic 3D Archery Program here locally, the Big Halloween Committee for putting on the what's become about the biggest event we have in any of our parks throughout the year, Aaron Kehoe and the VHS Summer School Program, for all the work they've done getting kids connected to the outdoors throughout the summer school programming, and then Lisa Lauk, an Outstanding Service Award for all of her work outside of her normal job duties as a DNR District Forester. And then a summary of the budget there, and summary of the meetings that we held. So it's kind of the extent of it. I'll answer any questions you have, but like I said, this is available on our website. If you go to the About Us link on there, there's links to this and past annual reports going back several years. Yes, sir.
In the photo on page 4, what does FRBC stand for?
What, Urban Bow Hunters Club? They're the ones that run the archery range out of Big Hollow. It's a volunteer league.
Okay. Flint River.
Yeah,
Flint
River. Flint Hunters Club. So, that is that.
Any questions, gentlemen? Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay. Next we have personnel action for conservation. We have Ryan Roth, park ranger, and he's given his resignation effective 9/8/23. Can I get a motion to approve?
I know conservation is pretty fond of Ryan. We'll miss him, but motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next we have 5A, which is Recorder's Report of Fees Collected for August 2023. These will be on file in the Auditor's Office, and you can review them at your discretion. And then last but not least, we have minutes of our regular meeting for August 29th, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. At this time, sorry, is there other business, gentlemen?
I might make note of the fact that the county will be receiving bids on the new public health building construction this afternoon, so keep good thoughts in your head. wish us well.
Future agenda items.
Animal control board?
Yeah.
Lisa can't do it next week. I can't do it the week after October 3rd. How's that look for you?
Yep, I'm in trial.
How about December 31st?
Yeah, how about October 10th?
December 31st, I will be in Florida, so you'll have it.
So, can
Trent just trying to throw something out there.
Come in for the meeting?
When?
She come in for the meeting, but I have all the stuff on my computer.
Oh,
okay.
So how about the 10th?
Of October?
Uh-huh.
That should be fine. Sorry.
I have an election that day, but
might be a nice prayer for you.
Yeah. Let's stop.
Okay. So the 17th.
Let's do that. As long as she's good with that.
Nope, can't do it. We have the clothesline project at the auditorium, and then we'll be busy all day with that. So.
We have a future attorney outside. I can hear make. Perhaps this would be a good way to break him or her in.
All right, so October 24th.
I can't plan that far ahead. I have no idea. That's a month away. I have no idea what it will look like. And the 31st, I know we have trial against.
Man, I'm glad I don't need anything from Lisa.
It may be one of those where we just need to email things back and forth between people, because I don't know that our schedules are. Tuesdays are just bad days for
yeah.
us.
Can we have it other than a Tuesday?
Well, can we do it other than a Tuesday?
Probably. Like,
I have no problem with it. It needs to be done.
I would need to get my phone.
So today is the 12th, correct?
Yep. What are best days for you, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the best days for you?
Mondays, absolutely not. Tuesdays are hit and miss. Wednesdays are hit and miss because they usually follow a Tuesday jury trial, sometimes Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
Sheriff, how many did you say you had out of county?
17.
17 plus 3.
The other 3 are a different line item, though.
Yes.
So what's this Thursday like?
I shouldn't know that.
Not directly out of our budget.
And 2 of those are the attempted murder that happened last month, and then another one is someone who got returned to the detention center because he just did not do well on pretrial.
Well.
See, thanks.
They don't sound like short timers.
The judge, no, they're not. The attorneys have already waived speedy trial, so if that tells you anything.
We have a meeting.
It'll be spring at best.
Maybe we can get them part-time jobs. Never mind, go ahead, Jim.
Detention center, we have a meeting down there Friday at the detention center, so might be a little change going on some of the duties of the director. So. Chris.
How are they doing with staffing there, Jim?
Going real good with it. They've, well, you know, Bill, it used to be his director down there. He's back. He's working for him out. And, so staffing's been up to date on the staffing. But I think they could use a little extra, you know, part-time. That'd be about it.
So Lisa, what does this Thursday look like for you? Thursday?
I'm in Des Moines, Houston.
Yeah. Thursday afternoon is 21st.
I don't have my whole calendar, so this is a guess. I have 2 o'clock open.
Okay, 2 o'clock, gentlemen, on Thursday the 21st.
It would probably have to be a little after 2, maybe 2:15 or 2:30. I've got something until 2.
If you'd like me here, I've got training that afternoon.
You say the 21st?
I don't think that's what we're seeing.
That's a big task. Kevin needs trained.
What is this for?
Better block the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
What do we synchronize the schedules for? I mean, what's that?
What time?
The 21st at like 2:15.
I can't. I can't make any.
You can't do that after you drive the bus.
After 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
I've got another commitment.
So Lisa, you got
you guys
your afternoons open? Like a Friday?
Depends on the Friday.
Huh?
Depends on the Friday.
What about this Friday?
This
Friday?
Hmm?
The 15th.
We're going to say,
okay.
I know I'm meeting with law enforcement, but I don't remember what time.
Works for me.
You guys open for the 15th?
What time?
Say noon?
I don't do noon meetings.
No. I've got juvenile detention. I've got juvenile detention at 10 o'clock, but I don't have to be here. These two guys can make it.
Can you do 11? Did we come down where we just had, there was some agreement on some stuff, but we have some questions for the attorneys?
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe that'd be
I
the,
think just handling
the way
it by
to do
email
it.
Until we
it's
have
like
something
that,
concrete rather than...
Because I was thinking, I don't remember right off, but it boiled down and there were 3 or 4 actual questions we had whether, you know, maybe we wanted to do it, didn't know if it was legal, suspected it wasn't.
Yeah. All right, so I'll send her what the questions are.
Yeah,
and
send the
send
questions.
All, like,
we can go from there. Maybe that'd give us a head start on it. Maybe we get it boiled down to just... discussion over one particular item.
Okay.
Yeah, and send that out to all of us.
Everyone, yeah.
Right.
Kevin, I'll put you on it too.
Now, if that had been going down to the bar to have a drink, we'd have had that covered before now.
Getting schedules together is difficult.
That is.
Okay. Where are we at? Committee reports? Do we already do that?
Nope.
Okay. Committee reports?
I had none.
I missed one.
I had none.
Okay.
public input. Now's the time we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to call in, you can call right now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Now, we'd love to hear from you, or you can email us at board@dmcounty.com. That is board@dmcounty.com. You can email us at any time. So we're going to have Jimmy set the clock, and we're going to give you 2 minutes if you'd like to, if you have anything you'd like to say. We'll hear from you at this time. While we're waiting, anybody have anything to share? James, you got anything you need to get off your chest?
Oh, yeah, but not here.
All right. Thomas, would you like to air your feelings right now and grievances
I'm just grateful they didn't screw up my coffee order this morning.
Well, all righty then.
I'm grateful
it's
the list.
Small victories in life.
it's the little things in life.
Small victories, yes.
Anything from the paper table?
Does anybody have any anecdote they want to share about what they did on September 11th, 2001?
I was in court all day.
But you're always in court.
I was at Camp Dodge, and we had a project to replace, they're putting a new cleanout just down the hill from where General Dardis had just taken over as adjutant general. And anyways, he had a home full of kids and kept getting things clogged. So we'd have plumbers over there about once a month. So they wanted to put a new cleanout down the road. Well, to brace that, the brace was going to cost like $20,000. So our boss at the time, I started right now, was like, well, we can just build that with concrete for a few hundred dollars. So we had somebody form it up, you know, one of the carpenters cut it out, form it up. So we're at the bottom of a manhole. So I was the big guy, right? So my job was, we had Bill and Tommy were to finish pouring this, what would be a foundation for a clean out. And so I'm holding the feet of Bill or Tommy, who are down in the manhole.
Oh, yeah.
And they're taking turns, because as they get down there, they can only work so long, all the blood would rush to their head and switch out. So I'm holding their feet. And
was OSHA standing nearby?
I was going to say, it's making me sick to my stomach.
No. So
he's got to finish this. He already started it.
So we know that they already hit the towers, because that had already happened. And we're outside of eight, so the main building where people sign in and sign for, whether it's barracks, ranges, whatever, that everybody goes to A8. So we're outside there, so we're taking a break. I go in to use latrine, and that's when they hit the Pentagon. They have a TV in there, and I'm walking out, and I see them hit the Pentagon. I'm like, holy crap, this is real. Then I go back out there, and I tell my platoon sergeant, you know, because he's one of the two whose feet I'm holding. And Tommy just looks at me, he's like, well, candidate, you know, because I was an officer candidate at the time. He's like, well, candidate, we got our mission for the day, don't we? And I just kind of looked at him, like, well, I guess we do. And grabbed the next guy's feet. Oh, kept on finishing, you know. So that's my story about 9/11.
All right, thank you.
I talked to both my children. My son was an ROTC at the University of Virginia. And they all got a call first thing in the morning and said, do not put on your uniform. And then my daughter was in the Bank of America Tower. She was a banker at that time in Charlotte. It was like a 40-story building or 45-story building. And anyway, so she called. Of course, there's all sorts of rumors going about. And she knew some of the people in the towers that worked for Credit Suisse. And I don't think there was much accomplished in that particular facility that day.
How many people saw the president fly over downtown Burlington at 500 feet with four F-15s?
I wasn't living here at the time.
Yeah, does anybody not remember what they were doing when that
happened? Oh, I remember exactly.
I remember exactly what I was doing. I was sitting in my office. I had this TV in there. It's a 32-inch TV that we do training on. here comes my warehouse foreman, come running into my office and grabbed my TV and he said, I need this, and out the door he went, but I followed him out. He told me what happened, and had all these plumbers coming in, and pretty soon I had about 25 plumbers in the vicinity out at my counter watching on TV.
That's what we were in a sheltered workshop at the time in Oskaloosa. There was about 40 people working in there with disabilities, and we had one TV in the back with rabbit ears, just a cheap TV, but we turned that thing on after the first one, and we saw the second one hit, you know. And, oh, that was something else. But everybody was watching it, all of us.
The worst thing
science
about
class.
It was...
You were in school. She was in elementary school.
She wasn't born yet.
Weirdest thing about it was, every night I'd go home and see all these jet streams around, you know. You never seen a jet stream for a week or so.
Yeah, completely.
That was really... Yep.
I actually worked for a company called Caldwell Patterson, and I was on the phone with a lady that... They had dental offices in JFK, which blows my mind. But we sold medical equipment, and I was talking to her on the phone when it hit. And our phone went dead. And then after that, I couldn't reach her for like 3 months.
Yeah.
So.
You know, there's a saying that people say all the time, you know, forgive and forget. I can forgive, but I don't think we should ever forget.
No.
So, no, we should always remember things that take place, and I don't think we'll ever forget about that. Anything else in closing? Ladies,
real quick, gentlemen.
Yes.
Ryan Negrocki here with I own Midwest Realty and Midwest Home Builder, and just wanted to let you guys know we're gonna be working with Chris Friday, our staff. So we'll have about 10-11 guys out at Big Hollow working on where Pat used to live to get that thing freshened up and kind of like some of the plans that are going on out there at Big Hollow and whatnot. So we're happy to help out, do our part, and keep that park moving forward and whatnot. So
I need a few things done in my church basement. I'll call you later, Ryan. He's fantastic. He's just wonderful for the morning.
So come on.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you,
Ryan.
Thank
you, Ryan. I'm just using that cane so he doesn't have to do that stuff on the studio on that.
All righty. Nothing else, gentlemen? I know our 2 minutes are up. Our 2 minutes aren't up yet?
No.
Okay. Well,
He never set the alarm.
Did
you forget to set the alarm?
I set it and I turned it off, and 9 seconds left to go because I knew it wasn't going.
Well, since the alarm didn't go off, let me close out
still
by
up telling about holding some guy by his feet.
The only way we make this right, Brian Carter, any closing remarks?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Well, all righty then.
Yeah.
No. Gentlemen, with an eye, we are dismissed.
All right.
That's a military.
All right. Hey, thank you, everybody. And we do have a work session.